This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It wasn't just stocks that rallied today on that vaccine news from Pfizer. Crude oil, the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate, rose almost 9% today. News that will certainly be celebrated in Midland, Texas, about as close as you can get to the center of oil and gas production in this economy. A lot of that production, though, is by fracking, which was talked about a lot in the campaign, as you know. And while President-elect Biden says he does not want to ban fracking outright, producers in the biggest oil field in the United States are preparing themselves for some more regulation. Marketplace's Andy Euler caught up with some of the folks in Midland that he's been talking to hear what is on their minds.
Petroleum historian Diana Hinton has lived in the Midland area since 1973. She's written a number of books on the industry and says there's always concern in this part of the country, which is overwhelmingly Republican, when Democrats take office in D.C.
But this one is new.
She says that's mostly because environmental concerns and climate change have now become a big part of the public discussion. And fracking, which has made oil companies a lot of money in the past decade, is an important issue for a lot of people.
And so there are a lot of important things for the industry to be concerned about now that weren't as much a matter of concern, let's say, 10 years ago.
I think there is a fear out there that Biden is going to just shut down the whole oil industry.
Grant Swartzwelder is president of OTA Compression Environmental, an oil field environmental consulting firm.
If he does that, then yes, it would hurt me. It'd hurt the whole industry. But logically speaking, that's really, really hard to see that really happening.
He says there were a lot of regulatory rollbacks during the Trump administration, but they were more about how strictly the rules were enforced than changes to the rules themselves. In the coming years, he expects more fines and more stringent inspections. Diana Hinton says the Midland community knows that more regulation will likely increase the cost of doing business at a time when the price of oil is just $40 a barrel.
What they are more concerned about is that as a town, we have not diversified away from the petroleum industry. We depend absolutely on the oil industry for our prosperity.
This political change is happening as COVID-19 depresses demand for oil and gas around the world, and Russia and Saudi Arabia continue to add more supply to the market. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.